The Bible. The Bible. The Bible. It's the Word of God, living and active.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
It contains all we need for life and godliness, and it reveals to us the mysteries of God. Join us for the next hour as we study the Bible and take your Bible questions. This is Exploring the Word on AFR Talk.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So says the Word of God. You know, it's been said that prayer is the nerve that moves the muscle of God. And so we pray. This is Alex McFarland along with Jim Stanley. You're listening to American Family Radio. And today on Exploring the Word, we invite you to join us for probably the nation's largest prayer meeting going on right now, because coast to coast, wherever you are, we invite you to join us in prayer for this country.
Amen. And you know, it really is coast to coast. We have a couple of affiliates in California, and so we are all over the South and Southeast and Central. We cover about 32 states, and so we do hope that you'll join us today as we pray. In studio throughout the day today, we're going to have some different folks. With me right now is Ann Reed, and she is a staff writer for the AFA Journal. And now, if you have read the journal, then you also know she's a very talented staff writer, but she's also a staunch supporter of pro-life. And so,
amen.
You know, with that in mind, Ann, if you don't mind, when you pray, I'd ask that you pray for the unborn, and you know, pray whatever the Lord has laid on your heart for today, but that you would, if you would, just make sure and target that too, because I know that's close to your heart.
It is.
All right. Well, folks, as we begin to pray, Ann's going to lead us, and we'll get started with our prayer meeting. Amen.
Father, we just come before you, and humbly, Lord, we come before you. We ask for your mercy. Because we know that that is pretty much all that we can ask from you at this point. We just ask that you would convict us of the personal sin in each of our lives, Lord. We pray that you would convict us of the national sin, Lord, that you would just help us to have the courage to acknowledge our sin on both a personal and a national level, Lord. That we would not only acknowledge that sin, but we would turn from it, Lord. Lord, we do pray that those who are undecided, Lord, those who are having difficulty with deciding on who they would vote for in this election, because we do not have a perfect candidate, Lord, that you would just bring to their minds the things that are on your mind, Lord. Mm. And we do lift up all of these precious babies in the womb to you, Lord.
Yeah.
And we pray, Lord, that you would convict each of us, that you would not allow us to be slothful, that we would be thankful for the wisdom that you put within our founding fathers, that we would be grateful for the nation that you have given us, for the liberties that you have given us,
yes,
that we would be good stewards of this great country that you have placed in our hands to be good stewards of. And we just praise you. We thank you, Lord, that that we still have many of the freedoms that we have, but we know that they hang in the balance, Lord.
Yeah.
So in this moment, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just convict each of us, and that you would put, yes, within us the heart that you would have us operate from, and we would move our feet tomorrow, and we would go to those polls, and we would honor you with our votes.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Ann. I appreciate that.
Amen.
And appreciate you coming over and being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. God bless. Mm. This is Exploring the Word on American Family Radio. Jim Stanley in for Bert Harper, along with Dr. Alex McFarland. And Alex, joining us in studio is the Director of Outreach and Intercession. And so I jokingly said before we got started that, you know, to remember that this was a prayer and not a sermon, because my brother Joseph Parker I've known him a long time, and I have to tell you guys that I remember Joseph when I was working a bread truck about 3 in the morning, and Joseph was working overnights for American Family Radio on our music network. Mm. And Joseph would pray for folks. And I want you to know that when Joseph prayed, I felt like Joseph was praying for me. And I'm sure that others did, wow, too. And I've shared that story with Joseph before, that I listened to him back before I came to work here. And so Joseph hasn't strayed from the Lord. He's been faithful. He's walked through some tough times. And so, Joseph, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Good to be here, Jim.
Well, Joseph, as you are our director of intercessor, could I encourage you to just be on, just to literally intercede for our country? Okay. And folks, understand, this prayer meeting isn't about who will or won't win the election tomorrow. And Alex, I think you would agree with that. This is about the person that does wind up becoming president, that God would move their heart, and that mm-hmm. they, you know, whomever it is, that he would have his way in their heart and also in our country. So, Joseph, with that in mind, would you pray for us?
Yes, be glad to. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity for us to be able to come to you in prayer during this time. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of this national prayer meeting and those that are listening at home, in their cars, wherever they might be. Thank you for the opportunity for us to enter into your presence collectively, wherever we are, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, touch us today, Lord. Lord, help us as a nation, Lord, just to really repent of wrong that we've done against you in so many ways. Lord, we've done so many things that were against your word, against your will, that we didn't love you and love each other as we should have. We confess these to you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. And Lord, more and more, pour out your spirit of revival and renewal upon our nation. Father, mm-hmm. we stand as Jehoshaphat did in 2 Chronicles 20, where he stood leading the nation of Israel as he said, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Lord, yeah. our eyes are on you today, Lord. We don't know how to fix the problems we face as a nation. We don't have the power to do it, but we know that you're more than able. You're El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. So, Father, we ask that you'd pour out your healing grace and power and anointing upon our land, Lord. Help us as a people. Turn us back to seek you, to seek your face, to seek your heart, to seek your will, to seek your word in the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you use individuals and you use the church collectively as we hear your word and obey it. Help us to be a courageous people that are willing to speak your word, stand on your word, and do that which honors you no matter what. More and more, help us to know, Lord, that as we simply seek to do what you've told us to do, that you will use us and that your work and your will go forward. And Father, we just pray also, Lord, and just in line with the wisdom, we pray for our whole nation in line with the wisdom behind the Ten Commandments, Lord. Help us as a nation, Lord, to put you first. Help us as a nation to not take your name in vain. Help us as a nation, Father, to not also just as a nation, Father, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us as a nation to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us as a nation to not steal. Help us to not kill. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet, in Jesus' name. And Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer that we would be an interceding people as you called your church to be. And help us to know, Lord, that much healing, much grace, much blessing will come into our land as we simply seek to be the church you called us to be. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate that, brother.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
It is. It is. Hey, Jim, in Psalm 17, verse 6, the Word of God says, I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to hear me and hear my prayer. And so we're praying, folks. If you're just tuning in, this is Exploring the Word, and we're taking an hour to pray. Tomorrow is the election, and if you haven't voted, we hope you will vote. And budget the time to do that. But this is one of the most monumental elections because a lot of things are at play here. A lot of things, the future hangs in the balance, and we might talk about that. But Jim, I'm so excited right now. Buddy Smith, who is the Senior Vice President of the American Family Association, just a dear brother in the Lord and a great leader, works with our president, Tim Wildman. Buddy Smith is here, and he's going to join us in this time of prayer.
He is. Buddy, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate and love you guys so much. Thank you for your leadership with AFA as well and all that you do for the kingdom. And, you know, it's so good to have this prayer time. It seems like that we've tried everything else and we've kind of saved the best for last.
Amen.
I do believe that prayer can save America, and I do believe that the Holy Spirit seems to be stirring what some call kind of a holy desperation in this hour. We are calling on God, and we are desperate. I'm reminded of a quote, I think it's A.J. Gordon, who said, you can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed. And, of course, we are encouraging folks to vote tomorrow and to take their biblical values into the voting booth with them. However, today it's prayer, and it's the main thing. And we've seen God save our country in the past, and so we're calling on Almighty God to save our nation now. Let's pray. Mm-hmm. Gracious, holy God, thank you for being a God of love. Thank you for loving us so much that you left all the splendor of heaven and became one of us to show us your love and then to become that atoning, sacrificial Lamb of God for our sins. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you would take our sins upon yourself. That is something that is so great. It is beyond our ability to comprehend how you, the spotless Lamb of God, would take our sinfulness upon yourself and become a living sacrifice for our sins. Lord, thank you, and we love you, and we praise you, and we thank you so much. We know you're also a mighty God, an awesome God. You ask the question in your word, is anything too difficult for me? And Lord, we know that these are desperate times in which we're living in our nation. But Lord, we also are reminded that your church and even our nation was birthed in prayer.
Amen.
Men and women who loved you and who loved our nation and had a desire to live in a place where we could live for you and share the gospel to others. Lord, we just would pray that you would have mercy upon us and help us, Lord, as your church to return to you, to turn from sin and turn to you. And Lord, we just pray that you will stir across this nation revival in your church. And Lord, we so desperately need another spiritual awakening in our land. We just need to experience what only you can do for us, Lord.
Yes.
We've tried it all, and for sure we have failed, and we've seen others fail. But Lord, you can do it. We ask you to come and fill us anew with the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, just bring us fully alive. Help us to be a lighthouse for you in this sin-sick nation in which we live. And Lord, we'll give you the praise and honor and glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate your time this afternoon and appreciate you as a leader here and the things that you do each and every day. And one day we'll have to bring you back in and let you share your story of how Brother Don Wildman got you to come to work with AFA.
Oh, I'd like to do that, Jim.
So thanks for your time, boss.
You,
I appreciate
brother. It. Appreciate you. Mm.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, Jessica Webb and Rob Chambers, Tim Wildman, and some others will be joining us as well. As Alex talked about it, the largest prayer meeting in the country going on right now. Please pray for our country as Exploring the Word continues on American Family Radio.
Does the changing of the seasons have you thinking about the future? If you're feeling like you can't contribute as you have in the past, maybe we can offer some help. There are many ways to make an end-of-the-year charitable gift. A cash donation comes with the advantage of a tax deduction. Transferring appreciated stock can allow you to avoid capital gains taxes. You could leave a gift through a will or trust by naming AFA as a beneficiary. And a charitable gift annuity provides a deduction for today as well as guaranteed income for life. As 2016 draws to a close, let us show you how to maximize your year-end giving for yourself and for AFA. Visit AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345. If the economy has you worried about what the future may bring, giving through the AFA Foundation could help. Again, that's AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Dr. Tony Evans says Christianity isn't just a matter of what you can't do, but the rules still matter. Today, he'll talk about where we get the power to follow them as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The new covenant operates from the inside out. Many of us are holding back what God wants to do on the inside. He gave you a new heart. He gave you a new spirit because he wants to give you a new life. And he wants a dynamic relationship with his spirit. And when he does, he says, you will obey me not because you have to. You will obey me because you want to. It will change your motivation. It's real simple. It is when the word of God is linked with the spirit of God. When the intersection of what you heard about God is then yielded to the spirit of God, you have what I might call a spiritual Xerox moment. You say, God, tell me, prophesy to me what I need to know and understand. But when you then take that information and offer it to the Holy Spirit for the purpose of transformation, the Holy Spirit does this. He takes a picture, and the new covenant says, I will write my words on your heart. So what God does is he takes a picture of the Bible, writes it on the heart, and inverts it so that now the word of God is starting from the inside out and not the outside in.
If you'd like to see our country return to a relationship with God, contact us for details on Dr. Evans' book called America. It explains how we can use the Lord's power to reclaim justice, morality, and strength for America, and to spark a revival like our nation has never seen. Get details by visiting us at tonyevans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word on AFR Talk.
Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain? Please let me stay and rest in your holy name. Word of God, speak.
Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Welcome to Exploring the Word. This is Alex McFarland with Jim Stanley on the American Family Radio Network, and we are praying. There's an election tomorrow, folks. As I know, everyone knows, it's monumental. We're really talking about so many things, religious freedom, frankly, freedom of speech, the makeup of the Supreme Court. We're talking about many, many issues, and we appeal to everyone listening to be in prayer. If you have voted, pray. If you haven't voted yet, do vote, but join us as we pray. And Jim, I'm so excited because right now with us to lead us in prayer is the president of the American Family Association, Tim Wildman.
Tim, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you. I was waiting on you to talk. You're waiting
I'm
on me
sorry.
To talk.
I was, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I set you guys up. That was
yeah,
a
you
setup.
Did. Thank you, Alex, for leading this hour of prayer. We've encouraged people to pray and to fast.
Yes.
You know, fasting is however you want to do that, you know. But it's important today that we focus our energies on God and his word and prayer, because we're told to pray for our leaders, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And tomorrow we will elect a new president. It will either be Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
Or the Braves. I'm sorry.
You want to explain that one?
No. Well, this morning during devotion, Tim shared a story with us that a pastor shared over the weekend. And, you know, you have folks that say they're going to vote third party. And Scooter Nolan likened that to the World Series game where you had the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. And they asked the question, so who are you going for? The Indians or the Cubs? And the reply was the Braves, you know, as in the Atlanta Braves. And you just, you know, folks, you have to make a choice. Tomorrow's it.
Yeah, the Braves aren't playing.
No.
And you say to the person, well, it's the, again, who are you rooting for, the Cubs or the Indians, to win the World Series? And somebody says, the Braves. Well, the point is that it's either going to be Donald Trump, the Cubs.
Right.
Perhaps. Or it could be Hillary Clinton, the Indians, or vice versa. We don't know till tomorrow.
Right.
But one or the other will be the next president of the USA for 4 years. No matter how many people we write in or wishful thinking should take us, should we think, you know, somebody else should be president. All right, you want me to pray now?
Yes, sir, please.
That's why we're here, right?
That is it.
Lord God, we thank you for today, and we thank you for life and family and friends and all your many blessings. We thank you for your word, which instructs us on how to live. And we do pray for our country tomorrow as we go to the polls to vote, that we would think wisely and we would consider all the ramifications of our vote. And Lord God, we pray for a continuation of religious freedom in this country so that we continue to share the gospel here and abroad.
Yes.
And we continue to pray for life, that abortion would end, and those who support abortion would not be elected to any office, but those who protect and defend life would be elected to office so that we can advance the cause of life, which is your cause. Mm. So we pray for the end of abortion. We pray for religious freedom and liberty, and so that the gospel may go forth. And we pray, Lord, that we would elect those who will hold up morality and virtue and righteousness and convict those who are running for president or any other office, Lord, who aren't following your ways. So help us, Lord God, today to discern and to understand the times we live and to vote the way that would best reflect your values. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Oh, wow. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Bless you.
Are you ranking prayers, by the way?
No, we're not. No, sir. Okay. We're not keeping score or ranking or anything.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to be compared to some of the people you've had on here.
Right.
Who are much more spiritual than I am. Okay, thank you.
And I. So okay. Thanks, Tim. Well, Alex, as we continue with Exploring the Word here on American Family Radio, you know, we have several folks that we've asked to come in and pray, and one of those is Jessica Webb. Now, Jessica works with our foundation department. Are we still calling that foundation?
We are.
All right. What exactly does that mean?
Right. The AFA Foundation is going to be our stewardship ministry. We do charitable gift annuities and will planning, estate planning, those types of things.
All right. Very good. So there you go. A quick 101 on the foundation, and not that she works on the foundation of the building. Just wanted to be clear about that. Well, Jessica, you've come in and you've agreed to pray for us this afternoon. Would you go ahead and share what the Lord's laid on your heart?
Yes. Do you just go ahead and pray?
Yes, please.
Okay. Lord, I pray specifically for peace that surpasses all understanding to sweep over the hearts and the minds of your children. And I bind anxiety in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will purge your bride of ungodly fear and to replace it with a supernatural confidence that we hear your voice and that we are led by your Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Lord, I pray that we will be a people who submit ourselves completely to you and persistently resist the devil. Jesus, restore unity within your body. Compel your elect to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways. Humble us. Embolden each of us to live out a life that we profess to believe in Christ.
Mm. Mm.
I praise you, my God, for you are holy and sovereign and unchanging. You are a warrior, victorious, and full of grace and mercy. You are all of these things and so much more. You are all of these things and all at the same time.
Mm.
There is no one like you. Turn our hearts back to you, Jesus, our forever reward. You are our reward. Give your people a faith in our Redeemer, our cornerstone, that is unshakable, unmovable, and unbreakable, knowing that you have already laid the foundation of each of our days until your blessed return. We can trust in you, and we can run to you, and we are hidden in you, Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jessica. Beautiful. Appreciate you taking time out of your afternoon to come be with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
God bless. Alex, as we're looking at prayer, you know, throughout the times of history, we have seen where God has literally moved the hearts and minds of people around the world. You know, we think back to Leonard Ravenhill and some of the folks like that.
Oh,
who could literally pray heaven down, it seems. And so as we pray today, we hope that some of that is coming across and that we find, you know, exactly that what we're doing would be pleasing unto the Lord as a sweet-smelling sacrifice unto him.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
You know, folks, if we sound pretty passionate about this, it's because we are. And Jim, I fear sometimes the cultural drift into really lawlessness and the abandonment of morals, the cultural drift has been so subtle that a lot of, I think even some of God's people, just really don't, you know, grasp how far we are adrift at sea. And, you know, I love the history of our country, and it's been my privilege to teach God and government in a number of schools. And the founding fathers, they won the American Revolution on their knees in prayer. And there have been many times when prayer really was the difference between life and death, freedom or bondage, truth or error. And friends, we just sense part of the reason we're praying for this hour, and we implore that you would pray with us. We just sense that this is a time that 1 Timothy 2:2 needs to be on our heart. 1 Timothy 2:2 says, "Pray for kings and all those in authority, that we may live a peaceable and quiet life in all godliness and holiness." And Jim, you know what that really means is that we are to pray for, work toward, desire, and seek a culture most conducive for the living out of the gospel.
Amen. That's true. And to help us do that this afternoon is Rob Chambers. Rob is our Vice President of AFA Action with American Family Association Action. And Rob, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hey, Jim. Thanks.
Could I get you to go ahead and share what the Lord's laid on your heart? And you can preface that with the how you came about it.
Yeah, sure. Several weeks ago, I was painting at my house, and we're in the process of renovating a home. And so I was painting and praying for our country. And then, you know, God impressed upon me to call a friend of mine, Kevin Jackson, who wrote a book called The Prayer of Jesus. And I just felt impressed to call Kevin and just ask him, "Hey, Kevin, would you mind writing a prayer that I would like for you to go into your prayer closet and pray and come out with a prayer for the church, for the community, for the state, and for the nation." And so he sent me this prayer, and so this is the prayer that I felt led to bring before you and our listeners today.
All right.
Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We ask that you strengthen us with power by your Spirit in our inner man, because it is not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit that we live. We ask you to cover us, our family, our church, and our nation with the blood of Jesus. We ask you to make a hedge about us for protection from Satan's attacks. We put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to take stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Make us a fenced, brazen wall, so that even though Satan's hosts fight against us, they shall not prevail against us. For you are with us to deliver us out of the hand of the wicked one and redeem us out of the hand of trouble. Thanks be to you, O God, who gives us victory through the Lord Jesus. Lord, remove the heart of stone from us and give us a heart of flesh.
Yeah.
Make us afraid of every form of evil and careful not to be outwitted by Satan, since we are not ignorant of his designs. Lord, give us the happiness which they have who fear you always, that when we think we stand, we may take heed lest we fall. We thank you for the preaching of Jesus Christ and the gospel which has been made known to all the nations, for the obedience of faith has divine power to destroy strongholds. We thank you that the gospel preached in the midst of much conflict continues to increase and prevail mightily, and multitudes turn to God from idols to discern the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven. We pray that even though the enemies of your people have afflicted them, they will not prevail against them. We thank you that Jesus Christ has built his church upon a rock which the gates of hell cannot prevail against. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end and establish the righteous. Let the deliverer come and banish ungodliness from our land. And let the filth of our cities, communities, and states be cleansed from its midst. Let those who are struggling against sin never grow weary or faint-hearted. Remove the spirit of uncleanness from the church and enable people to call upon the name of the Lord. Let God himself be a wall of fire around us and the glory in the midst of us. Let peace and security be within our borders. Let violence never be heard in our gates, devastation or destruction in our borders, but let our walls be called salvation and our gates praise. Never let our land be termed forsaken or desolate, but let the Lord delight in us. Let that righteousness abound among us which exalts a nation, and deliver us from sin which is a reproach to any people. We ask you, God, to give us more than 12 legions of angels to do spiritual warfare in this situation.
Amen.
We pray the power of the Holy Spirit to move freely and save souls in our community, state, and nation. We ask that the fear of the Lord would come upon every soul in our community, state, and nation, and that your word would grow and multiply, and your word shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what you please and prosper in the thing whereto you send it. Thank you that your presence rules in our heart and that your love is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Rob, I believe you said you were going to share that prayer at AFA Action.
Yes.
And folks, while you're there, you can also, and I have to do it, I know we're in a prayer meeting, and I apologize, but I think as you prayerfully consider who you're going to vote for, and not just the presidential election, but the different elections that are going on in the states throughout the country, they can find a voter's guide there at afaaction.net that would give them, help them find some wisdom in who to vote for. So thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. God bless, brother. Well, Alex, we're on Exploring the Word, and we are on the American Family Radio Network. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take our break just a moment early. So that we can take and then finish up uninterrupted through the rest of our time together we share in prayer. And then as we get ready to close this afternoon, I will ask Alex to lead us in a prayer for our country as well. Folks, this is Exploring the Word on American Family Radio. You can reach us through email at word@afr.net. Stay tuned.
Will you join me in praying for our nation? Our Father in heaven, you are Lord of all the earth. And though the nations rage, you are on your throne and forever will be. We thank you for the good news of the gospel passed on to us through these generations. We thank you that that never changes, that your word stays the same. And Lord, I pray that you would strengthen your church, even in the craziness of all that goes around, that you might hold us in your steady hand, that you might give us courage of conviction, opportunities to speak and to reach out in love and grace to those around us. Lord, I pray you would strengthen our leaders, give them wisdom. May they stay close to you. May you protect them from the evil one. It's in Jesus' name we pray and for his glory, amen. I'm Kristen Getty for OneCry.com.
Finish your boxes quickly. This year, we hope to bless 12 million children with American Family Radio and Operation Christmas Child.
At age of 12, 30 kids, we shared one bar of soap. Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes came to our orphanage. most important to me, it had a bar of soap in it.
This is National Collection Week. Get more information at samaritanspurse.org/OCC. And thanks for partnering with American Family Radio to share the love of Christ through Operation Christmas Child.
On November 8th, the next president of the United States will be chosen by people who vote. For those who don't vote, someone else will choose the president for them. The most important factor in the democratic process is active and informed voters. Be active. Find your polling place or get an absentee ballot. And let your Christian voice be heard by exercising your right to vote. Be informed. Visit AFAAction.net to get the AFA Action Voter Guide.
AFR Talk.
Connect with Alex and Bert on the Exploring the Word Facebook page. Facebook.com/Exploring the Word.
First Thessalonians 5:17 is a short little verse, but it's a powerful one. It says, pray continually. First Thessalonians 5:17, pray continually. This is Alex McFarland with Jim Stanley, and we are praying this hour of Exploring the Word. We're very glad you're listening, folks. Join us in prayer. We're praying for our nation. And Jim, a really special friend at AFA, Durick Hayden, and he's there in the studio, correct?
Yes, sir.
He's the Vice President of Human Resources at AFA. And let me just say this, because I've been around the ministry about six plus years now. You know, people have titles, Vice President Buddy Smith and Human Resources, Durick Hayden and the Foundation. You know what these dear, dear brothers and sisters are, though, and I've been there a lot. They are some, yes, they're professional, very talented, very effective people, but they're people who love Jesus. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I've ever met such a passionate, godly, committed group of the saints like the team that is AFA. And Durick is a case in point. And brother, it's good to have you on to join us in prayer.
Well, God bless you. Thank you very much. I'm very, very honored to do so.
Well, Durick, as we are having this prayer meeting today, let me just ask you to go ahead and share the prayer that the Lord's laid on your heart for us.
I will, Jim. Father God, as we come before your throne, we just want to just take a moment and just, I was studying just a little bit over the weekend about the prophet Nehemiah, and I can remember, Lord, that each and every time that he stepped out in faith to do exactly what you called him to do, he always started his work with prayer. He always came back to you, Father. And Father, that's why we're doing this today, because we know that there's nowhere else we can go. You have the words of truth. And you, Father, are the one that's going to guide us through whatever takes place after this election. And Father, my prayer is that, first and foremost, that you just prick our hearts, Lord. I'm in a mood right now, Lord, to just say, forgive me where I've failed. Forgive me for not being the man of God that you called me to be, to really be a witness for you in this country and in this world. And I pray, Father, that we all take a moment and humble ourselves in your presence to let you know that, Father, we realize you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that no one can come before you. And, Father, we've allowed that to happen in our country. In many cases, we've just stood by and allowed it to take place. When we know, Father, the truth, we know the word that you've given us, the truth that it has, and how you poured it into us in so many different ways. But, Father, we have not done enough to thwart what Satan has tried to do in this country. Mm. And because of that, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, that we do not end up getting what we deserve, but that what we get, Lord, is your mercy and your grace.
Amen.
So, Father, I pray that as people start considering, if they have not already made up their mind about the person that they want to vote for in this election for not only just the presidency, but the other local elections in their area, that they're looking for someone who represents as much as possible what you would have for each and every one of us to follow in your stead. I'm especially speaking about, Lord, about life. And, Lord, it grieves my heart to think that over 60 million babies have been aborted. And, Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that we are conscious of that when we go in there to mark our ballot. And, Lord, at the same time, you know, I think about the fact that we have the Supreme Court justices who are going to be playing a heavy role in that over the years to come. And, Father, that's another reason for us, even the undecided, to walk into the polling booth and cast their vote. Because, Father, that's such an important issue that we have to face, because we know that there's going to be 2, 3, 4, we don't know for sure, but quite a few of those justices who will be replaced. We already know one for sure, but there are more. But, Father, we want to just know that even in spite of all of that, our hearts are glad because, Lord, we know that you are the ultimate arbiter of all, that you are in charge, and that we have that undying faith in you to know that, Lord, no matter what happens, on Wednesday morning the sun is going to come up again. And on Wednesday morning you are still going to be sitting on the throne, and you are still going to be God that we are all going to just look toward to lead us into the new year and the years to come of a new administration. Father, we pray for godly individuals to be elected. We pray for people who truly will have their hearts turned back toward you.
Yes.
And I pray, Father, that you do a mighty work in their life, just like each and every one of us sitting around here right now that we're praying during this time of prayer. We know where we were before we met you. And like one of the songs I heard yesterday, I don't ever want to go back to that point.
Right.
I want to be where I am right now, and I want to go forward with you because, Lord, you've already numbered my steps. I'm already living in eternity because you made me your child, and I forgive you for giving me, and you put me on the right path. So, Lord, it's possible for any and everybody that's out there, and it's possible for anybody who holds public office. And I pray for, Lord, I pray for both candidates, for all four of the candidates for president, that, Lord, that whichever one is elected, Lord God, that they will turn their hearts towards you. I hope the very first thing that happens to them is the weight of the office that's on them will fall on them, and the first thing that they have to do is hit their knees and say, God Almighty, please, I need your help.
Yeah,
I can't do this. I know I can't do this, but with your help, I can succeed.
Hmm.
Lord, we praise you today for who you are. We thank you that, Lord, you love us as you do, and that you have always kept your hand upon this nation. And, Lord, even when we failed, even when we backed away from you, and we have done it, Lord, you've not abandoned us. And I pray that you continue, Lord, to just show us your will and your way, and that, Father, that we will have the presence of heart to follow you all of our days. We love you, we praise you, and we worship you today, Lord, and we pray all of this in the name above all names, and that name is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Dirk. I appreciate you taking time to be with us this afternoon.
Mm.
Alex, we are coming up and have a couple of more gentlemen that will be praying with us, and then what I'd like to do as we get towards the end of the program, as I said a moment ago, I'd like for you to close us out in prayer. But before you do that, here in just a little bit, I would like for us to take a look at the model prayer. And as we bring this group together, that we would take a moment to pray that prayer together, because there are some really key things in there that we ask for forgiveness of our transgressions, you know, so that we can forgive those that trespass against us. And I think that that is something that we as a country truly need to do. So in just a little bit, we're going to do that. But our guest now is Jason Butler. And Jason is part of the foundation of American Family Association, American Family Radio, not in the sense that Jessica was a moment ago, but Jason works in our engineering department. And without those guys, frankly, you wouldn't be hearing us in a lot of the cities that you are. They do a lot of troubleshooting. But in addition, Jason is also youth pastor at his church, which is Beulah Baptist Church in Myrtle, Mississippi. So, Jason, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
Brother, will you go ahead and pray with us what the Lord's laid on your heart?
Yes, sir. Let's pray. Father, first we ask that you'll forgive us, Father. Lord, forgive us for as a nation for forsaking you, Father, for turning our backs on you. And Father, I ask that you'll remove anything in my life right now that would hinder this prayer. Lord, wash me and cleanse me of my sin, Father. And
yes.
Lord, we acknowledge that you are greater than an election. Father, you're greater than a president. Father, we acknowledge that this country needs you so much more than it needs a new president, Father.
Right.
But Lord, we do have this election coming up. And Father, we humbly bow before you. And Lord, we lift up our petitions to you, Father. We lay them at your feet. Lord, we put them before you at the foot of your cross, and Lord, we just pray with all that we have, Father, that your will be done, Father, that your people will be heard, and Father, your word shows us in Acts, Father, that when we come together in one accord, great things happen, Father. Lord, you want your children in one accord. You want us united. And Father, we just join together. Father, I pray that you'll unite your church once again. Father, bring revival across this land, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you'll use this election to bring that revival, Lord, to spark a fire in my soul, to spark a fire in the soul of everyone around us, Father,
yeah.
that your word will spread to your through your country. Father, you tell us that if we put it out there, it will not return void to us. And Lord, I pray that you'll arise your army. Lord, you unite them together. Lord, convict their hearts. Father, let them see that it's their right and their duty and their responsibility to get out and vote. Lord, remove Satan, bind him from them. Father, allow your children to be able to stand for you, to stand for biblical and godly principles, Father. And Lord, we once again pray that your will be done. Father, I don't know the hearts of those candidates that are running, but Lord, I pray that through this process that they'll be reached for you, that they'll humbly bow before you, that they will acknowledge you, and Father, that they'll ask you to be Lord of their life also. Lord, we love you and thank you so much for all that you've done. And Lord, we ask that you'll pour out your mercy and your grace on this country one more time, Father, during this election. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate you, brother.
Amen.
Well, folks, this is Exploring the Word on American Family Radio. Jim Stanley in for Bert Harper. And with my friend, Dr. Alex McFarland. Alex, as we're coming towards the close, I want you to introduce our next guest.
Well, Wesley Wildman is the director of outreach, but he does so much for the ministry. He's involved in EngageMagazine.net, and just he's being used by God in a number of ways. And he's just become one of my best friends. He's a very godly, very deep Christian. He's young. Jim, he's younger than you and me. But let me tell you, his walk with Christ goes very, very deep. And I'm glad he's going to pray with us.
Go ahead. Right.
That was my intro. Well, I was when I was listening to you, but I didn't know who was going to grab the mic next. I was looking across here when I came in, and just to be able to see the AFA employees here, being able to come and be a part of the radio program, you know, much of what AFA accomplishes or AFR accomplishes that y'all know about is only done through the handful of people that were in here praying. So I'm glad to be a part of that. And also, I was reading an article by Dr. Brown a couple days ago, and I thought it was important to bring up before we pray. And he said the title of the article is, "As America Goes, So Goes the World." And his point to that was that America has always been an exceptionalist, and it's always been a city on a hill, and it's been a light for other countries. Though we've also done a bunch of, we can be known for a couple of bad things for sure, but by and large, we're known as a Christian nation, and we are a light for the world. And a lot of the Christians all around the world are looking to us for religious freedom. So For no further ado, we have a short prayer, and then I'll let Alex close us in prayer. So, Father God, thank you so much for this time of prayer, Father. We know that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, Father, just as my brother Jason prayed beforehand. Father, I pray that if there's anything in me, Father, that I've not confessed, Father, I bring myself to the table here, Father, and I ask for forgiveness for my sins personally, Father, yeah. that I may be able to be a prayer voice, Father, for the Christians, Father, that you would take a remnant of Christians, Father, that would, through the prayers and the actions of Christians, Father, that you would be glorified in this general election, Father. Pray for the repentance of the nations. I pray for righteous leaders. I pray that you would place those people in authority, Father, that would honor you and make good decisions. Father, I pray for the courage of Christians, regardless of the outcome, as we continue to face an assault on our Christianity and our beliefs, Father, in a world that by nature does not like you, Father, and like your word. Father, I pray you give us great courage and make good stands. Father, I also pray for the truth to be revealed, Father, into the hearts and the minds of the people. Father, we know that we've got a lot of sleeping Christians across this nation that are not engaged, that do not understand the Supreme Court decision, they don't understand abortion, and the ones that do, Father, they have a really bad perspective on the eternal decision that would be made if one decision goes the wrong way, Father. And we just pray that you would just help us in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that all these prayer requests, that you would help us to think about honoring you when we go to the booth tomorrow, and that you would bless this program, all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Wesley. Alex, would you go ahead and lead us in the model prayer and then close us out in prayer, brother?
Okay, what an honor. And folks, again, we do urge you to pray and to be engaged and vote. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as you've invited us to do. And Lord, we do pray for our nation, and we ask for the Holy Spirit of God to rule and overrule. And Lord, from our human perspective, there is potential for great good or potential for great evil. And so we lift up America. And Lord, I'm asking that you would preside and prevail, restrain evil, restrain any fraud or dishonesty or violence. And Lord, please raise up the candidate of your choice that would lead us in the ways of godliness. We pray, Jesus, as you instructed the disciples to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. I so appreciate you taking time to be with us. And folks, this afternoon, even though the program's coming to a close, certainly doesn't mean the prayer has to come to a close. And while you're praying, be in prayer for the Ministry of American Family Association. We'd certainly appreciate it. Well, Alex Bird is back with you tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
All right.
And folks, God bless you for listening. God bless America. Be in prayer.
Amen. Stick around. Tony Perkins is coming your way next on Washington Watch, right here on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio or American